Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. 8:35 is Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Finance and Administrative Subcommittee, Tuesday, December 17th at the Town Hall. First is discuss the regarding data collection for the first selectman's salary. I'm going to refrain from this discussion, so can I? I guess I got to move it forward. Is there any discussion on the first selectman salary?
Yes.
Ready.
Oh,
Tim, you're.
Well, that's what this whole thing is, right? Big,
yeah,
long, big right. Long discussion. Okay.
That's right.
Well, I wasn't prepared to start.
No.
I was just saying. But I mean, there's overwhelming data regarding that we are showing that we are grossly underpaying our first selectmen. As Jim said, there are anomalies. There's some towns that they do it for free. And there's some towns that pay $150,000. So I don't think we're looking for either of those, but certainly with towns that are similar to ours, it's more than the current salary. So I guess that's just the starting point. I am certainly in favor of
I think the other one, when we start collecting data for this committee, so that, because the goal is for this committee to be able to collect data, to set, you know, look at that data and be able to make a recommendation to the board. I think one of the things that's going to be really important, right, is because first selectmen in different communities have varying levels of responsibility. There are some towns out there that don't have a town administrator or town manager, and the first selectman is in fact the individual who's running the day-to-day activities of the community. So I think that's probably an important piece of data to extract, so that when you're comparing, you're making comparison, you know, to somebody who is doing something similar, you know, to a workload that's something similar to what our first selectman is carrying. So I think that's a piece I don't know that's been addressed in any of the information that we've seen so far, but I think it's a very important consideration.
I think it's absolutely important. And you have tasks, duties, time spent. At the very most basic level, we all have very valuable time, and minimum wage is not an appropriate compensation for someone to take away from their daily, their careers, their families, their everything to put in, put in the required hours. I mean, our time is our most valuable asset. And so it should be fairly compensated, not compensated in a profitable way, but at least just you're taking time out of your life to give back to the town. So we're all doing it, but the first selectman does it to a higher degree. So that's my two cents on
that. Yes, Gwen.
What's your name?
Tim.
Tim, I'm Gwen.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, sorry.
I think that I completely agree with everything that's been said so far. I think we need to be comparing Bolton with towns that have the same form of government. I don't know if we're ever going to know, be able to get down so deep into the details of other towns' governments to know, to be able to compare exactly with what we have here in Bolton. But I think we can come pretty close. And Tim, I think that's going to be in an important role that you're going to play. And did Jim hand out this chart that was Bolton and comparable towns, population or income?
No, that was the one you emailed.
I emailed that. Right. So I think that could be a good starting place to this list of towns could be a good place to start in terms of finding comparable towns. First, checking the form of government. And Jim, you probably should have a conversation with Tim about the different forms of government.
Yep.
It would be a good civics lesson too. I don't know, Tim, what are you majoring in?
My undergrad was political science and my master's is public administration.
Oh, great. Okay. So you're probably well aware of the whole, of all the different forms of governance. So I would suggest that this list be a starting point Because I think it's, I think the per, well, the way Jim created this chart was the per capita income. And it's somewhat based on population. There's a pretty big discrepancy there, but I think this would be a good place to start. Find out which towns have the first selectman, town administrator form of government, and then find some comparable salaries. And the big piece of Jim Aldrich's proposal is the healthcare and the retirement. And I don't know whether if we're going to be able to get any of that kind of information from other towns. I don't know. It seems like salaries are a more obvious piece of information to find. But if we're going to be talking about healthcare and retirement as part of the package, we really are going to need to know some comparable figures there too.
We find that when we, so salary is probably going to be something that we can glean from publicly published records.
Right. Yep.
The other piece is we probably can get just by making a phone call. Most towns are pretty forthright with that information. It's, you know, it's nobody cares to hide it. It's not, you know, it's not anything that's a secret for anybody. So I imagine with, you know, once we pare that list down by identifying it the way that you suggested, I think is appropriate. And then, you know, look for the salary information. We can always follow up with a phone call, you know, to get retirement and health benefit mm-hmm. information.
I believe we can go to CCM as well and ask them.
If they have that, if that's something
if they don't, they're usually pretty willing to go get it for us. So that's something we can check with them on.
That's good to know.
So like these figures that he has here, I think you have to compare each town to find out if the mayor is running the city or if there's an administrator.
That's right.
Well.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Are you also? Are you
talking? Yes.
I think part of the goal here is for future recruiting. It's not necessarily aimed at, it's not aimed at me at all, but it's for future recruiting because it's so difficult to find people. You may have to start enticing them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if somebody's going to take it and there's nothing to it, you're limiting yourself to a very small group of people. So do we want to expand the group of people that will be interested in taking a position?
Well, the other thing is, you know, and this is something to consider when you're as you're doing all of this work. You know, at this point, I've worked with three different selectmen. Each one has been engaged to a different level with day-to-day operations, availability, and so on and so forth. So, you know, maybe it's important to the board of selectmen as they're doing this, to, you know, more clearly define the roles and responsibilities of the first selectman at the same time. So you say, okay, well, this is what the pay is going to be, but understand that this is what the expectation is as well. You know, and none of the selectmen that I've worked with have ever not done all the things that they needed to do. Everybody has been great. It's just, you know, with people's varying levels of availability, you know, their engagement during business hours has been different. Just because, you know, Rodney happens to be self-employed and he's able to move his schedule around to be at a lot more of these kinds of meetings than other first selectmen in the past have been. So, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's important to the board as well. I don't know.
I think it's a great recommendation. If there's any time to do it, it would be now. When you create a job posting.
I think it kind of goes hand in hand because we maybe haven't defined it because we're just kind of hoping people run, you know, for the office where if you raise the pay, it sort of then, like Jim's point, says, okay, well, this is what's expected.
Well, I mean, it is defined in the charter just to some degree, but I think there's, you know, that could be, you know, more detail could go into that, I think, so that people truly know what they're signing up for.
I don't think you can absolutely define it.
You can't.
Because there's public participation that are you expected to attend or do you just attend out of the goodness of your heart or you represent the town? So there's
right.
events you kind of have to go to, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
So, I mean, all of a sudden now you're into coming up with speeches and stuff.
And dressing as Santa Claus.
And wearing ties. Which should, I mean, there's the first 15,000.
I mean, extra.
Was that the first part of the job so far? Maybe you, it might be interesting if you would start track, just keeping a log of your hours per week.
Hmm.
And then maybe when it comes time to more defining an outline of the job,
right,
we'll have a better, we as a board, we'll have a better understanding of how many hours you're putting in a week. And I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, keeping track of minute by minute, but just right. Like, oh, this week you spent 20 hours. And
I mean, there's just so much to it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that, you know, the board as a whole doesn't see, every once in a while, something serious enough has happened in town that we send a communication out to all of you. But more often than that, Rodney gets notification of things that happen. So that, you know, because he needs to know in case he gets a call from one of you or, you know, from somebody in the public, you know. So there's a lot of things that, you know, may only take a minute. You know, but it adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you got to try to spend time with all the employees to just build their trust, and
yes,
so that they're not, you know, I mean, it's not really time; it's not part of a job description or anything. But
yeah,
you know, if you want to get people to work with you, you have to be able to do that. So
that's a personal thing too. I will tell you. Because yeah. I've worked with four different selectmen here, and there are some that come in once a week, once every other week, and there are some that come in once every other day, and they want to know what's going on, and they want more information from the town workers and from Jim and stuff like that. So I've seen it vary.
Because we are expected to make the ultimate decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the being informed. So there's a lot behind it. And so I guess the point ultimately would be that you don't want to put enough out there where you're going to get somebody who's just looking for a job and it right. says 30,000 with insurance and a pension, and they can come in and you know, it's there's, because if they have no personality or whatever,
yep.
they still have to get through the election. So I would expect that would eliminate. If there was going to be a problem there, that would eliminate it. I would hope, but.
And the process of this is that, so we're collecting the data so that we can make this subcommittee can make a recommendation to the full board.
Right.
And then the full board makes the.
Mm-hmm. We'll make a decision, yeah. Well, it sounds like the board decided that they want to take it for public comment. They wanted to take it out for
I think that's a good idea. But then I think to Mather's question, does it, the only way a raise can be implemented is through a budget approval? Is that yes. correct? Right. Well, we can't just say, okay, the first selectman salary is X now. It has to be actually part of the next budget. Is that correct?
Or we have to find it somewhere in the current budget.
Okay.
So if you know, chances are, you know, you may or may not have a recommendation that gets fully vetted and approved by the taxpayers prior to the time that we go to referendum, prior to the time that we finalize a budget. But if you decide it's something that you implement, you know, in the next fiscal year, you know, then that means we just have to, you know, take a little bit of money from here, take a little bit of money from there, and somehow or another make it work.
And it's not a huge volume of money either. And you're going from, what is it, 16 to 30?
Right.
So, I mean,
it seems fairly nominal, frankly.
And the health insurance, going on Medicare in another 6 months. So, that wouldn't even be a.
What's our total budget?
$12.89.
Okay. Well, then this is ridiculous.
Okay, any other comments?
The next steps are.
So, Tim's going to do some research. And you'll get us whatever information you compile, hopefully before the meeting. So we're going to have another meeting once we compile this data, right? So when do we want to set that meeting? I guess is the question.
So I think the most important things are like top 10 towns that are similar in population, similar in per capita income, similar in governance structure. First selectman town administrator form of government. And salaries, and if possible, whatever kind of healthcare and retirement packages go along with those.
And if possible, which is, this is a little more nebulous, but expected hours, part-time, you
know, yeah.
Part-time is a spectrum. I mean, that could be 10 hours or 40 hours or whatever. I know that's hard to say.
How are you doing this morning? Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm okay.
Can you mute Jim, Kathy? And how would you like Tim to bring the information back to you? Would you like that in the form of a spreadsheet or narrative? I mean, what do you think is going to be the best for this committee to be able to, you know, organize, manipulate?
I would vote for a paragraph.
That's fine. Either way.
But some people like spreadsheets. I'm sure the numbers could just be in a spreadsheet, maybe a little three sentences on one that you find.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have it ahead of the next subcommittee meeting so we can review it before we start talking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of, you're going to copy all this? And,
yeah.
Or
well, Jim's gonna send it to me electronically.
But, oh, okay. But, all right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now for a date.
Tuesdays are very busy. If there's any other days in the mornings that work, fantastic. But if it has to be Tuesday, that's I can make it work.
Or Wednesday is better.
Wednesday's
what you're saying?
Wednesdays, I'm usually not around.
Monday, Thursday, Friday would be best.
How about Thursday, January 16th?
Sure.
Is that enough time, Tim, for you to get your information? How does that look?
Is that the third Thursday of the month?
Yes, it is.
So I'm typically not available.
Oh, okay.
MLK.
But you don't necessarily need me for your conversation.
I think it'd be good to have Jim, though, frankly, for 2Ds and stuff.
Funny she said that. Why?
It's funny she said that because I literally have Friday, January 17th already scheduled for you guys because it was written in the minutes wrong. So oh. I was like,
instead of December 17th.
It's January 17th.
Gotcha.
So we're going to the 17th?
How about Monday the 13th? Is that possible?
Whatever you guys want.
Mondays are usually very good for me. It's rare that I have something on a Monday.
Monday the 13th.
Start our week together.
Okay. It'd
be fantastic.
Same time?
Yeah.
That'll give you a good couple solid weeks to be able to collect information.
Okay. Monday, January 13th at 8:30. Number three on the agenda is update on town administrator review. So Amanda had forwarded a data collection with the original questions that we had received from the previous board. And on the bottom of one of the pages, it was an administrative email address that was .org, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of started a conversation, which turned into Novus, our IT guy, being involved. And it was decided that we wanted to keep it within the town's
domain.
So I think she had done it on Google, and he recommended that we only do it on Microsoft so that they can, I mean, any problems with access from public or whatever, it would be their problems. and it could be our problem, but at least we know Novus is taking care of it. Otherwise, it would have been out on Amanda's domain somewhere, and we wouldn't know where that is. And
the risk is in the cybersecurity risk is greater. Not that probably anybody could do much with it, but
and we're trying to get the town employees to respond, and you know their information responses would be out there. I mean, I'm sure the odds of anything happening to it are pretty slim, but if we dump it onto Novus, then it's their issue. So Kathy has put together.
So I did, I finished, I took Amanda's work and I pushed it into Microsoft and I finished it last night and I sent it to you and Jim.
Yeah.
I did see your response today. So we just did it as a test to see how it worked and what's going on. I haven't had a chance to go through what you did yet.
Okay.
But it looks like everything works. The only thing, so one thing we found yesterday was you couldn't open it on a phone. So there's another link that we have to add if people want to do it on their phones or
because
do it via email and stuff.
Yeah.
On their computers. So we can do that. The other questions that I came up with are Amanda originally had, if you don't want to answer a question, then just leave it blank. This specifically asks me if the questions are required or not. So you need to decide, are all questions required or are some of them required? And then let me know that.
Are all questions required to be answered?
Yeah.
So in theory, they could just put a dot and it's answered.
I guess.
For all intents and purposes.
Or I can just leave it open, and if somebody doesn't want to answer it, they don't have to. They could just answer whatever they wanted to.
I would think they'd only have to answer what they want.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is not mandatory. It's...
And then the only other thing I noticed, and I did not have time yesterday because we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Hi, can we help you?
I'm looking for Liz.
She's right there at that counter. I do believe it is automatically going to show me who is sending it. I don't believe that it can be done on the safe. I will double check that, but I ran out of time yesterday because we got into another meeting, so I didn't get that far.
And we can talk with Norms about that tomorrow too.
I thought we didn't want it anonymously. I thought we wanted to know.
There was a discussion both ways.
I think our decision was that it would only be the board, not staff, to see those responses.
Right.
So that wouldn't work to have them coming back to Kathy.
But I think you're saying that whoever responds to the form, their name will be on it.
Will be on it.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's not asking who has access to it. Yeah, that wasn't. So the question originally was, were we going to send it out to the staff and say, you could just send your responses and without a name? But so, I mean, they can write whatever they want, comes in, nobody knows where it came from.
Do we want honest responses or do we want?
So, yes. So okay. We want their names on.
I would think you don't want the names on it if you want honest responses.
No.
People don't want to make people feel bad by telling them negative news. Okay.
Yeah.
But we had that discussion and I think we came down to, yes, we want them to have names on them, but we only wanted to keep, we felt that we were giving the staff the comfort level of being honest by saying to them, only the board selectmen going to be seeing those responses.
That's right.
So, but if these responses are coming into Kathy with names on them, that's not what we want.
So where are they going to go? To me?
Ultimately, I'm going to see them anyway because I'm going to be putting them in a file afterwards. So,
right.
I mean,
you can't have responses that don't become part of the public record.
So the staff is going to send a response. Their name's going to be on it. And it's going to be public record.
If you wanted to see the stuff from the previous, you could go into my employee file and look at that information. That is public access information.
It is? Your personnel file is public.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
So then apparently we can't.
It is for every employee. There are very few things that we can redact from an employee file.
Okay. Well, I think they still have the issue of the staff might maybe not wanting to give honest responses if they know that their responses are going to be seen by other staff people. Or, you know, we had decided as
you also don't want somebody bashing just because they're anonymous.
Right. So, yeah.
I think that
was both sides of the conversation that you had. Right. That's all I just made it.
Like somebody on Facebook that just complains because they're anonymous.
That's right. So
I was to say, I don't care either way. I don't care how you do it.
Right.
But I've been doing it for the last 10 years that I've been here. I'm getting everybody's responses. So
with their names.
With names, without names. I've whited out names so people didn't see them. I mean, you tell me how you want to do it.
And Jim, do you also have access to this information that's coming into Kathy?
Not at the time that it comes in, but once it becomes part of the public record, yes.
Yeah.
So last year, Bobby collected the information
physically
on paper, right. put it together essentially in a single form.
But all of the
backup information became part of the record.
So maybe for the record, we need to white out staff names and things.
So that would be a question for the town attorney, because I don't know if you can legally do that.
Has staff ever had opportunities to respond?
Yes,
they have.
And the response is, so the staff response has been very minimal,
right?
Except for when we had the previous town administrator.
Right.
And even then, the staff did not want to go public to the board of selectmen.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to me.
Which is a better approach.
And I brought it to the board of selectmen.
Right.
First, I brought the issues to the attention of the first selectmen. So, I think there's value in getting honest information feedback,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the whole idea is to improve and grow. But the other piece of me says, you have a good relationship, I think, with every department head and every employee.
That's right.
I would think if they had serious concerns or issues, that you would know about them.
I would think so. Yeah.
And maybe there's a way to utilize the relationship that you've built with employees to be able to, have a private space and just sit and have a conversation with them.
Right. So I guess any responses we would get from this would just be kind of superficial, procedural kind of thing.
I honestly think that what you're going to get is employees who are concerned about a bad response. So you're going to get employees who are going to give good responses to counteract anything that somebody might say that's bad.
Right.
And I'm not sure that that's the kind of information you want either.
And then ultimately, we weren't going to use those except for
to drive your.
Right. I mean, our decision, our reviews will already be in place too. So, I mean, our reviews are going to depend on what they say.
At the end of the day, the board decided that they wanted to solicit employee feedback.
And right.
I think, the question is, how do you get that employee feedback?
Mm, I think that's really important because the employees see a different side of you completely from what we see. And I think it's valuable. I would like to see all of their responses.
That's what we said. At the last.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason for it. And I, we felt not necessarily.
I was a bit cavalier with my "Do you want honest responses?" I'm going to retract that because I think if there is a major problem, someone will be fine saying that with their name on it, and I do think their name should be on it because this is a survey, and if it's your opportunity to say something, and if there's a major issue, go ahead and say it.
Have brought it up by now.
You know what I mean? So exactly. I say we care. I'm on board with that.
I would say that if there was a major issue, you'd argue me.
Right.
And the reason I say this is because I usually hear about it first.
Right. There you go. And this is one piece of an evaluation. This isn't the sole
That's correct.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So continue forward. Anybody disagree with that?
Well, tell me again what the process is going
to
be.
So there's two Microsoft forms. One will go to the BOS. One will go to the direct reports. You will answer them, and then it will automatically come back to whatever email, I guess my email, because that's where I created it. And then I can print them out and give them to you or send them electronically to you. I believe it. This is the first time I've used Microsoft for forms. I believe it will put data together. So it will take everybody's that are in the direct reports and kind of combine all of that. But that's what I was trying to see once
I'll do the response.
So
I'll do the response today. So that
So we can see what happens with
minor,
it.
If you can get minor Rodney's to manage.
Yeah. And then I can give you a better idea because honestly, this is the first time I've used them.
Let's see if you can figure out what song I was writing.
Luckily, this is Bolton and not Hartford, so, like 600 responses.
So we'll be able to fill out the form on.
Yep. And there will be, it will be both fill in the blank and then narrative as well.
Okay. And then are we all in agreement that the staff should be told that their responses have to have their names on them, but only the selectmen will see those responses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not true though. Once it becomes public
record, then it's public. Just say their names on it.
I mean, that apparently has been the case for years. That's not going to be anything different. But when we are.
But I'm not aware that before me that there's ever been any input. The 20 years I've been here is almost 20 years. I've been here as an employee, as department head. I've never been asked to provide feedback to the Board of Selectmen or a town administrator. So this has only started, this has only happened since I come into, so this is relatively new.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good step though.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
So are you going to be sending that email to the staff people saying your responses have to have a name on them, but only the selectmen are going to be seeing the responses?
So are you saying I should send an email out and then Kathy will follow it up with
somehow
those?
I'm not sure the exact process, but I don't think the staff should just get a review and not be aware that there should be
a cover letter that goes with it.
Yes.
Right. With my signature on it. Yeah.
That would be good. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, good.
It says their name is until the point where the review is completed, then it becomes public record. And will be accessible by the public. Right?
Good.
Any other comments? Number four is adjournment.
I move we adjourn.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Meeting is adjourned. 9:09. Good job. 40 minutes.
Is this our last meeting before Christmas?
No, it was one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Stop the recording.
Yep.
And I think, is it?